In this episode, we dive into part two of a four-part series of the essential principles of meditation. Whether you meditate daily or every once in a while, whether you are looking to return to a regular practice that you once cultivated, or deepen your experience in meditation, you shall, as you embrace each of these four principles, have all that you need to witness and know one of the most incredible experiences of your life. Let these four essential principles be the pillars of your experience, both in meditation and also what you live in daily life, for each of these will serve you in the best possible way. To live awake, to be present to the moments of life that exist for you, and to witness using all of your senses, to experience far more in each moment, because you are now attuned to both the physical and non-physical. Most of us are so distracted by our thoughts that we never truly experience the beauty of presence to all of what is available to us in each moment. Meditation is one practice that allows you to witness the presence of this moment and the next and the next. Here in part two, we dive into allowing and the true benefit of being receptive, to be inclusive of your experiences, both in meditation and in all of life. As you observe the present moment, as you live in the presence of it, it is also important during meditation to allow and to be accepting of what your experience is. To allow yourself to have a beautiful and enriched meditation experience each and every time is to be witness to everything, as if you are experiencing what you observe for the first time. This is the principle of allowing, of being open to what you observe with an attitude of curiosity and inclusivity. In our waking moments, we often hold requirements based upon what we think and believe will serve us best. We ascribe to a standard and have expectations of what successful and accomplished looks like. In meditation, if we hold an expectation of what our experience should be, we leave little room for what our experience can be. There is always the possibility of what is new waiting for us to notice, as we allow in the entirety of our experience. Life in constant motion awaits our presence. It is what we allow in through our senses and what we experience in open awareness that builds the richness of our practice, both in meditation and in all of life. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights, offerings, and truth that have helped others live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, be resilient, live empowered and free, and of course, of their authentic happiness. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients who have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. Each episode is meant to offer something beautifully relevant and timely for you. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth. And as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. In last week's episode, we dove into the first essential principle that guides and builds a practice that will sustain you. It is presence. Presence, as the first essential principle of meditation, is attention and mindful awareness to what you observe here and in each moment. This means to notice when you are thinking about the past or future, or as you are distracted by thoughts that lead expectation, rather than allow your mind to become still, as you direct your focus unto your breath or another object of choice. Here in your practice, you lead and direct your focus, and you also allow for the distractions of the mind. And as you observe with your senses what you are aware of, there are no errors in meditation. It is a practice of building focus and also to allow for the moments of pure awareness and of whatever this brings to you. In the previous episode, as we began with the principle of presence, I suggested that you practice with a timer set to 5 or 10 minutes to observe all that you may be aware of with your eyes open. This allows you to take in all that you notice. In being attentive, you also observe how your mind is able to comprehend so much external stimuli in each moment. I also encourage that you give yourself the experience of presence with your eyes closed. And as you are a witness to your experience within your being, with your eyes closed, you can use breath as a guide and an anchor to return to when your mind wanders, and when you become caught up in a thought or a series of thoughts that have moved you out of the act of witnessing what is, of being aware and present in each moment. It's a delicate balance of witnessing and observing with non-judgment and an allowing of your experiences. It is being present to what you observe, to have the experience in that moment and each moment that is built upon the understanding that life is precious. There is much occurring beyond what you can sense, and that perhaps one of your intentions is to simply notice and then to allow in what you are witness to in the presence of now. The ritual of presence is something that helps guide you as you step into the world upon waking. The skills of presence and allowing make it possible for you to sit or lie for any length of time in the practice of meditation, whilst allowing for your experience to be what it is. In practical terms, allowing looks like this. It is awareness of what is without needing anything to be different, because different implies that your present moment experience is somehow not enough, not right, nor perfect, when it is never meant to be critiqued or judged. The moment that you decide that something is not wanted, or that you judge it to be less than, you no longer are witnessing and allowing. Your critique or judgment ends your experience. This is what happens when someone decides during their practice that they are not good at meditation, or meditation is not working. You cannot have an experience simultaneously with a negative critique or judgment. You can aim to reject what is, even though what is can never be truly rejected. It is. You also move yourself out of the present moment and the experience of allowing and receiving whenever you are impacted by difficult emotions. This is another reason why meditation helps us beyond our practice. Meditation and breathing are successful tools for bringing the mind and body into calm, and for alleviating unwanted emotions so that you can exist in a neutral and also a positive state. In meditation, allowing is the open awareness of all that you observe and witness in the absence of judgment. You can witness something and accept that it is already here in the physical world, unchangeable. And you can choose in the very next moment what you will bring into your life through your deliberate actions and the holding of presence as you focus inward, perhaps unto your heart center or your breath. Out of the present moment, you observe yourself in calm, in now. The principle of allowing teaches you to be inclusive and to accept what you witness. The choices you make out of this moment empower you to continue to observe, to learn, to seek greater understanding, as when you may wish to sit with whatever emotions you are experiencing for a time, and to take right action towards what is desired. The teaching of this principle helps you to develop your ability to witness first, and then, out of the ability to allow your experience, you may then be guided out of this knowledge to choose based on what is right and best for you. To be inclusive of your experiences rather than to resist what is allows you to choose in that moment out of loving kindness, to take positive action to help yourself or another or a situation, not because you have deemed something to be bad or wrong, but rather because you choose to find a different solution, to offer a kind word, to instill support and encouragement, or to accept what already is. Out of the present moment and out of what already is how you make the best possible choices. When you approach life using the principle of allowing, you no longer see problems only as problems. You begin to see what could be better, happier, kinder, more helpful. And you begin to make decisions accordingly, whether to improve a situation, yourself, your habits, and ultimately to take positive action that creates more of what is wanted. When you allow and accept what is, life becomes easier, more precious, and sacred. You begin to witness the ebbs and flows of all that is already before you, open to receiving, open to light, and to shed the need to resist what is not perfect in your eyes, rather to use your voice to speak your truth, to acknowledge that there is learning and teachable moments in everything. In meditation, the skill practice is to allow what you witness and to observe this as it is. You allow for the flow of life to reach you, to be one with this flow. For a moment or several, to be both a witness to life unfolding all around you and one with this simultaneously. Allowing is increasingly important to your experience, both in life and certainly in meditation. To allow offers ease and the inclusivity of your experience here in the present moment. To master this principle is to be far more approving of yourself and your experiences, and to use the knowledge that you gather in observing in presence to become guided wisdom for what you will choose. And of course, I offer some homework that will help build your skill practice in this second essential principle of meditation. Record what you make a conscious effort to allow. So you note this during your practice, and then record at the end of your meditation experience the moments in which you recognized you were able to simply allow what is as a part of your experience. And finally, as a journal prompt, ask yourself the question, how does it feel to allow something to be what it already is? Note your answer. You may want to remember this question each time you are faced with a challenge, and when you may be resisting either a person, a situation, a feeling, or any encounter that you are witness to. To allow is to experience the flow of life as a gentle witness and as a part of the greater whole. Finally, I hope that you will check out the list of guided meditations that I have curated for you. These can be found in the description. I hope that you will practice this second essential principle of allowing, both in your practice of meditation and in all of your waking moments. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you will join me next week when we dive into the third essential principle of meditation. It's one that may surprise you. I hope that you'll also subscribe to the podcast, and I hope that you'll share this episode and the entire four-part series of these essential principles of meditation with someone in your life whom you know is looking to build a sustainable meditation practice. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.